brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Been greatly exaggerated. I went and visited family this weekend, took off Friday, rarely do that, but took off Friday, drove out to East Texas, visited with some family this weekend, started listening to my cell phone messages and emails and things, and the rumors over the weekend were that I had died. That's the routine rumor. And the other one was that I had quit the radio show. And I assure you folks that that's not true and has no basis. No basis in reality. One of the favorite little stories is that I've had a heart attack. It's even more popular than I'm a Fed or I have that I work for ABC News or other such bizarre statements that have been made in the past. Folks, literally 90-plus percent of the negative stuff said about me on the web is total fabrication. And the other 10%, is almost complete fabrication itself. They'll weave in some tiny piece of truth into a tapestry, a larger carpet of lies. And I don't know why I'm starting the broadcast on this Monday, November 7th, 2005 edition with this. It's just that, well, you can't ever beat a Mark Twain quote, and rumors of my demise have been greatly exaggerated. Is that the Mark Twain quote? I love to butcher Mark Twain quotes, as you know, ladies and gentlemen. All right, coming up in the next hour, there have been a bunch of new developments and things that have happened with Bev Harris and black box voting. One of the pioneers in exposing systematic election fraud, not just voter fraud. That's when the mom and pop do it, the individual does it. You know, where somebody votes three times, but election fraud, institutionalized at the state and federal level, from the local Hamlet up to Washington, D.C., a systematic program of blocking you from your capacity to vote. Something, of course, this country and any other country that has a vote is no stranger to. So that's coming up in the second hour. And then an amazing individual, I haven't had on in about 4 years since he first republished this book, and that's Paul Walter and the coming battle. And, of course, this was written back in 1898, published in 1899, and it's all about what the Federal Reserve bankers would do if they got control, what they wanted to set up, what they'd done in the past, some of their own documents, some of their own admissions. Very important. Those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. So we'll even look at the climate before the Federal Reserve came in, our owners, our rulers, the private bankers that literally print the money, that control the treasury, in the third hour. And we'll have open phones during both the second and third hours today. It's good to be here and have my radio show and be alive. Again, I heard over the weekend I had died. And I didn't have a radio show anymore. Wow, it must be documented. People said it was so. Just must be true. Pandemic, only a matter of time, the WHO is saying, and I don't mean the rock band, the WHO, I mean the World Health Organization. Why, it's all over, give up all your rights to global government, only it can protect you. And suspected human bird flu case has now been reported in China, and they love the police state there. They're using it for total martial law lockdown. China is closing all Beijing poultry markets, and the military has taken full control of the nation, as if they didn't already have full control of the nation. And Bush is saying he sure hates it, but he may have to be our savior and do the same here. China mobilizes military to fight the bird flu. I've got a lot for you on the riots over in France. And just, we've got some good news, too, for you. Just a whole shotgun pattern of key information coming out today. Two big guests. Your calls and a lot more. The websites are InfoWars.com, InfoWars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
Hey, folks. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Sometimes getting older can be a real pain in the back. Lower back aches, sciatic nerve pain, or that knife in the back feeling is something many of us have learned to suffer through. But now, we don't have to. The Sacral Wedgie uses the same principle used by chiropractors and osteopaths to correct the alignment of the spine by supporting the sacrum and letting gravity do the rest. Simply line your back with the Sacral Wedgie under your sacrum and relax for about 20 minutes. You can actually feel many of these aches and pains just go away. Use the Sacral Wedgie regularly, and many of these problems just don't come back. Get your Sacral Wedgie today for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, and ask about the neck support for perfect spinal alignment, too. Yeah, getting older is a pain, but it doesn't have to hurt. Get your Sacral Wedgie today. Specify if it's for a man or a woman, and call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, and give yourself a wedgie.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right. Back in the saddle again on this Monday, November 7th, 2005 edition. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here live for the next 2 hours and 51 minutes, Bev Harris, to cover the latest, to chronicle the latest mass of election fraud going on systematically as the globalists try to defraud you and I from our right to go and engage in the ballot box. And then, of course, we'll get into who the controllers are, who these private banking institutions are in the third hour with Paul Walter, who is the editor of NewsWithViews.com, and who also republished the 1898 book, Becoming Battelle, the true history of our national debt and who controls it. And those that control the past control the future. We've got to teach people what really happened in the past and who our mortal enemies are in this society. But let's get into all of the big international and national news that's developing right now. The Chinese are mobilizing their military to fight the bird flu. China has mobilized its armed forces and allocated emergency funds and vaccines to fight bird flu as a mass cull of poultry and birds continued following a new outbreak in the country's northeast. The cull was being carried out in Hishan County of Liaoning Province, where the outbreak confirmed on Thursday as the deadly H5N1 strain of bird flu has killed nearly 9,000 chickens in six villages. Other cities and provinces were meanwhile stepping up precautions. The central province of Hunan was banning the mixing and raising of animals. Beijing was ordering all animals, including pets, to be vaccinated. Vaccinated against what? They don't even have a vaccine for this bird flu. It's the last 5 years, everybody here rushes out to get the flu shot, and they even admit the shot they're giving right now doesn't cover this flu. But I don't care. I'm going to get it. As if you could even trust the vaccines to begin with. The outbreak in Liaoning, in China's fourth in just over 2 weeks, with migratory birds the most likely culprits, the agriculture ministry said. All the poultry in the region must be slaughtered by 0 hour midnight on Sunday, Xinhun News Agency said, quoting local officials. The People's Armed Police, a unit of China's People's Liberation Army, has been dispatched to Hishan County to help experts carry out the slaughter. Covered head to toe in hooded army outfits and latex gloves, the soldiers were shown in newspapers grabbing chickens by the necks one at a time from rows of cages in the farms and stuffing them into bags. As of Sunday morning, more than 1 million poultry had been slaughtered, the China News Service quoted officials as saying. Yeah, the Chinese army killed 50 million people over there with starvation and with a bullet. So I'm pretty good at killing 1 million chickens. More than 3,000 people are carrying out the cull. Oh, that's what Prince Philip said we needed to be culled, the human population. China gets awards for its culling of their humans. They are cloning over there too, but culling the chickens now, the poultry. More than 3,000 people are carrying out the cull, a local official told the French news agency. The next step is to bury the slaughtered poultry. As with standard practice, the cull targeted all birds with a radius of 3 kilometers, 2 miles of the farms where the outbreak occurred. Soldiers also sealed off affected areas while disinfecting pedestrians and vehicles leaving the premises. More than 30 roadside checkpoints have been set up, and some 50 tons of disinfectants were used, the Liaoning Daily said Sunday. And it goes on and on. Meanwhile, we have the big top scientist for the government up in Canada saying it's a complete fraud, total theater, out of proportion, no evidence basing this to be a pandemic. We have the agriculture minister and top scientist in Spain, top scientist in Germany, top scientist all over the place. But here in the United States, we have Rumsfeld and Gilead Pharmaceuticals, a subdivision of Roche International, running around selling these things for $7, $8 a pill now. And we have the owner of Virgin Airlines and Records running around fear-mongering, buying all these doses, and putting on a big theatrical promotion in the media, obviously, to try to snowball the hysterical, frenzied buying of the antiviral Tamiflu, which major medical reports by MDs and major universities and institutions are saying may not even protect you from the flu. It just goes on and on and on and on. We have direct profiteering from all of this in our face. And it'll be just like SARS. When it doesn't happen, they'll just move on to the next thing. It'll be the turkey flu. It'll be the cow flu, the bovine flu. It'll be the fanged possum flu. It'll be the Martian flu. It doesn't matter. Tyranny comes in a lab coat more often than it even comes in a uniform. So many times, the sterilization in this country and black men in Tuskegee and syphilis and things the Nazis did. Oh, it's for sanitation. We're doing this because there's been a disease outbreak. We've got to put you in a camp for your own safety and for the safety of the Reich. And our illegitimate government, again, private interests have seized control of the mechanisms of the federal government and now the state governments in most areas. And it's any excuse, terrorism, crime, poverty, the war on this, the war on that, no matter how big the war gets, we only have more of what they're supposedly fighting, whether it's terror or drugs or illiteracy. because that's the pretext they use to expand their ever-widening circumference of domination and control. And even if the bird flu is real, they can't protect you, they won't protect you, they're not going to protect you. That's very important to remember. And I'm not trying to fearmonger here. It's the government that's doing that. Remember that. The government starts the ball rolling with the fearmongering, and then afterwards they'll say, oh, we were fighting the fearmongering. And they'll single out, you know, somebody in the media to say, oh, they caused it all. It was the same thing with Y2K. The Navy put out the reports. The Y2K czar put out the reports. They said devastation. They said 68 cities would shut down. They said the end of the world, basically. And then after the fact, they said, oh, no, we never said that. It was these kooks over here. And many months before Y2K, I figured out the scam. And it's not hard to figure this out. They create these scares. They create these hysterias. Then they try to get you to stampede into doing what they previously wanted you to do but couldn't get you to do. But it doesn't stop the World Health Organization, who openly is involved in eugenics, sterilization, and poisoning populations through vaccines and food products all over the globe. World Health Organization Chief Lee Jong-wook gestures during a global bird flu conference in Geneva. Lee says an influenza pandemic is only a matter of time as he opened a three-day council of war on H5N1 avian flu. And there's calls for a global tax to fight this. Oh, we wouldn't have accepted the global tax, but because of the pandemic of 08, we had to. You see, you got to understand, folks, that all of this fear-mongering right now, I'm not saying there isn't going to be some big outbreak later that the globalists are going to engineer, or some natural outbreak that they're going to try to foster and use. But all of this is simply drills or preparation. It's like Jim Jones having his people, his cult members, drill drinking the Kool-Aid daily. An influenza pandemic is only a matter of time, the head of the World Health Organization, Lee Jong-wook, warned as he opened a three-day council of war on H5N1 avian flu. Translate that to a council of war on your freedoms. And our government openly is talking about the end of freedom, total martial law to keep you safe, and of course they need your guns during that period as well. We don't know when this will happen, but we know it will happen. Lee, the WHO's director general, said, if we are unprepared, the next pandemic will cause incalculable human misery. No society will be exempt, and no economy will be unscathed. The talks gathering 400 experts and decision makers from around the world will be briefed on the latest data about avian influenza and revive measures to bolster animal surveillance and preparations for tracking any human pandemic, i.e. tracking of all livestock, taxation of all livestock. The UN said we will use food as a weapon, and they are. And the tracking human livestock, of course, as well. It is the global meeting of doctors, veterinarians, and public health officials since the avian flu scare erupted in 03. It is the first big meeting. In addition, it is the first to gather the World Bank. Oh, they're very friendly. We have their own official documents where they talk about engineering calamities and breakdowns of society on purpose to consolidate power. Their own chief economist quit 3 years ago to release that information, Joseph Stiglitz. Again, this is not debatable. This is not our opinion. In addition, is the first to gather the World Bank alongside the WHO, the Food and Agriculture Association and Organization, and the World Organization for Animal Health. Oh. And they go into all this fear-mongering. We have experienced a relentless spread of avian flu, driven particularly by migratory birds, Lee said somberly. Now, this is the same WHO that knows full well what AIDS is, and knows full well that they've put the pathogens in the vaccinations that are causing this. I mean, Nobel Prize winners have gone public exposing this in the last year. So understand the history of these people. This is the same WHO whose own documents say they want to kill 80%+ of us. I mean, this debate is not in some vacuum. And remember, they can have 4 or 5 human cases of this flu when there's going to be millions of cases of other types of flu. It's the flu, folks. And they can shut the whole country down if there's 5 cases of it. If there's two cases of it, or two suspected cases, that will not be a pandemic, that will not be an epidemic. That will be fear-mongering hysteria for a police state.
Did you know that heart disease is the number one killer of men and women in the United States? In fact, the National Cholesterol Education Program has reported that each year more than 1 million Americans have heart attacks, and about 500,000 die from heart disease. Did you also know that the higher your blood cholesterol level, the greater your risk for developing heart disease or having a heart attack? At ResearchHerbs.com, we are aware of the controversies surrounding the presumed safety of statin drugs in lowering cholesterol, which is why, as part of our ongoing commitment to your safety and health, we invite you to learn more about Google by Himalaya, a highly effective and extremely safe natural herbal supplement, widely recognized for its cholesterol-regulating properties. At ResearchHerbs.com, we work hard to empower you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions. Visit us online at ResearchHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
All right. Your calls are coming up in the next segment. Free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. I could spend all day on bird flu. It's a fraud, but the globalists run their whole society, their whole poisonous civilization off of frauds. The Federal Reserve is private, run for profit, but it has the word federal in its name, and the president appoints the chairman, so the public doesn't know. They don't know they've printed $5 trillion in the last 3 years, and that the dollar's been massively devalued and that we have hyperinflation. Because Lou Dobbs didn't tell them, it ain't true. Doesn't matter if the facts are the facts, and folks could demonstrate what's really happening with the economy in about 10 seconds if they just thought about it. And so I'm sure there'll be a bunch of people saying, I told you so, in a month or 6 months or a year from now, when there's avian flu cases in humans from animal to human, or maybe even the government might say from person to person. And if you read really carefully into all these statistics, it isn't killing half of those that get it. Half the people that go to the hospital who are already so sick with the flu end up dying. But if you look at the numbers with your regular run-of-the-mill flu every year, about 20-30% of those that go to the hospital with flu die. You go to the hospital once you're already really, really sick. So it doesn't have a 50% kill rate. That's pure bull. If you want to be worried about something, you should be worried about mousepox. And you go, well, I'm not a mouse. Why? I'm not a kangaroo rat. I'm not a rodent. Why should I worry about that? Because 3 years ago, the big university state sponsor over there in Australia published how to quickly and very easily, with inexpensive equipment, by an expensive several million dollars, but that is pretty inexpensive for the cost of high-tech biology, you can create a smallpox out of the mousepox that will kill in the high 90s the particular variety or species of mammal that you engineer it to attack. And what did the Australian government do? What did they do? They published the mousepox. So they have a flu at several labs in the United States, Galveston, down on the Texas coast, up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. They have, now these are the things that are admitted, by the way, 39,000 times more deadly than the Spanish flu of 1918. And they've got these all over laboratories, all over the world. They mail them back and forth on a daily basis. And the government's telling you, you better worry about something that hasn't even gone from human-to-human transmission. And top scientists, top virologists, and epidemiologists are on record saying that every year there are different deadly bird flus that humans can occasionally get in some rare cases, and that they don't mutate over to humans. And that if the virus does mutate over to humans, it may change its structure and not even be that deadly. So it's just, we have a whole Parthenon, a whole constellation, a whole gallery of thousands of deadly bacteria and viruses and microplasms and nuclear weapons and chemical weapons, and this stuff's everywhere. And we're talking about the end of America, the end of the Bill of Rights, the end of the Constitution, martial law, checkpoints. We're talking about the federal dictatorship for our own good because of the bird flu. And we heard some of the same stuff as they warmed us up and got us acclimated with the SARS or with the smallpox. Remember, smallpox is going to hit us. We're going to die. 30 million Americans will die. Al-Qaeda's got it. Remember the anthrax? Oh, this was, somebody made this in a bathtub somewhere with a bucket. And then scientists looked at it and they said, this is a U.S. patented super micro spore coated individually in bentonite. This takes $100 million plus in equipment to make this. This is U.S. certified Fort Detrick super anthrax. And then it turned out that was a congressionally funded study in 99 of how to send weaponized anthrax to the mail. And it turns out that globalist enemies were sent the anthrax. And they tried to burn Dr. Hatfield. Turned out he was totally innocent. We even know the name of the Israeli spy who did sneak out the anthrax. And that's been in major publications in Europe, but never in our news. They mail this stuff around to people. They try to set up a police state. And then they tell us they're going to keep us safe. The government openly says they want to kill us with bioweapons, but now they say, give up all your rights, we'll keep you safe from the bioweapons. They want to corral us so they can then use the bioweapons on us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
We're now 33 minutes and 20 seconds into this first hour. Got Bev Harris to chronicle all the election fraud for you. A lot of new developments. And then coming up in the third hour, I'm going to take some calls here in just a few minutes. Coming up in the third hour, we have Paul Walter, the editor over at newswiththeviews.com, The True History of Our National Debt, The Coming Battle. Great book I read about 4 years ago when it came back into print. Hasn't been back in print since 1899, lost for over 100 years, the book that tells the history, the true story of how the banking money power gained control of America. This is riveting stuff, and this was written as they were trying to take control. As we know, they did take control 13 and a half years later on December 23rd. So we'll get into this. Incidentally, I'm carrying this book. It's 1995. It's a handsome book. It is very lengthy, 356 pages? No, 364 pages long, and it's excellent. You need to have it, 1995. Just a wonderful new book that we're carrying. We're also carrying, and just got it in, Codex Magica. and it weighs 3 pounds. I said it weighed 2 pounds. That's incorrect. It weighs 3 pounds, the size of a good-sized city's phone book. It has over 1,000 pictures, and it exposes the entire secret language of the globalists. And once you've read this book and studied it, it'll be like you've learned French, or you've learned German, or you've learned Spanish. But more importantly, this is the language of the elite, and they're laughing at us. They think we're a bunch of fools. Not anymore. Not once you've read this book. When you watch the news, when you see corporate logos, when you see a politician flash a weird hand sign, you'll understand what's going on. Codex Magica is the equivalent of $4 or $5. It's a very easy read because it's in sections, and it's $35 because, again, it's over 1,000 pages, very expensive to print, and that's by Tex Mars, or excuse me, over 1,000 photos, 620-something pages. So two new books we're carrying at the Infowars.com bookstore. The Coming Battle, The True History of Our National Debt, with a foreword by Paul Walter and Lorraine Walter, and then Codex Magica by Tex Mars. All of those are available at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, the secure online shopping cart, or call toll-free to get them, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or you can simply write to me, and I'm Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And incidentally, one final plug here. We've slashed prices on all my videos and books and all the videos and books, DVDs that we carry by other great researchers and authors. We have the Police State Classic Series, all three of my Police State films, normally $77.85, now $44.95, or a $32 discount. We have the DVD Blowout, 9/11 The Road to Tyranny, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State, and American Dictators, right at, 8 hours of video. Two of these films are miniseries. You know, they're multiple films per DVD. $45.95, normally $71.85, a $25-plus savings. We have the 9/11 book special, both books together, normally $31.85, right now $19.95, over a, $12 discount, $11 discount. The amazing T-shirt deal, any three of my anti-gun control shirts, any three of the pro-Second Amendment, any three of the anti-tyranny shirts, any three of the shirts, any sizes you want, three of the same, three different, and that's $29.95 or $9.95 apiece. And that is a $30 savings to get the three T-shirts. They make great gifts. And there's a bunch of other specials, so go to Infowars.com or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv. All of my films, dozens of other films we've been authorized to post, my weekly TV reports, special video reports that aren't even on the TV show, that are just on the website, all my best audio interviews, PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions. I want to thank all the members to the sites out there. We're upgrading the servers today, by the way. Even better service, even better bandwidth for you. Because without you, none of the websites would even be possible. That's what pays our webmasters and the folks that do all the great work around here, and I want to commend them as well. So PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, with that plug behind us, your calls are just a few minutes away here. Chris and Joe and William and Kelly and John and others, I will get to at least those five calls before our guest Bev Harris joins us about 8 after in the next hour. But let me give you some good news first. You may have heard this on Friday, but I was out of town, so we were not live. I apologize, but hadn't seen this family in East Texas in 2 years, so I did take a day off. House vote counters eminent domain by a massive majority, 376-38, and we'll see what the other body of the Congress does. They basically struck down any federal funds to states that engage in land thieving. And I've looked over some of the bill this weekend. It's not perfect, but it is better than the Supreme Court ruling that we got. And our comment on this AP article is this. This is a major victory against those who would seek to completely undermine property rights. Now we must lobby our representatives in the Senate to support this legislation and curb the rampant employment of eminent domain before it gets even more out of control. Conservative, and this is the AP article itself, conservative defenders of private property and liberal protectors of the poor joined in an overwhelming House vote to prevent local and state governments from seizing homes and businesses for use in economic development projects. The House legislation passed 376 to 38 was in response to a widely criticized 5-4 ruling. National polls were 99%. They had, what, four national polls, Lou Dobbs, AP, I saw another, Zogby. What was it? Yeah, 99% in all three. I saw more than that, but that was the three major ones I saw. Well, I'm sure you heard about it. The House legislation passed 376 to 38 was in response to a widely criticized 5-4 ruling by the Supreme Court last June that allowed eminent domain authority to be used to obtain land for tax revenue generating commercial purposes. That decision, said the House's third-ranked Republican, Deborah Price of Ohio, dealt a blow to the rights of property owners across the country. The bill, this is what it actually does, the bill would withhold for 2 years all federal economic development funds from states and localities that use economic development as a rationale for property seizures. It also would bar the federal government from using eminent domain powers for economic development. Man, that is just wonderful. It now goes to the degenerate scumbag Senate. It now goes to the Senate where Senator John Cornyn of Texas has introduced similar legislation. And you've got to commend Cornyn, who normally is a monstrous creature, for doing that. But they can't ignore the will of the people. I mean, they sent up that trial balloon 6 months ago saying we don't own our property, and it blew up in their face. And by the way, from Freeport, Texas to New London, Connecticut, they are grabbing beautiful homes, businesses, wholesale right now. And by the way, it's not when they want to build a school or a highway or a government hospital. It's when they want to build a luxury marina or a golf course private hotel. And they've done that here in Austin. Private land barons. The Supreme Court, I'm sure you know about the ruling, but just to recap, it's a big deal. The Supreme Court said, oh, we think the cities and counties, in some type of weird reversal of the 10th Amendment, we think, because normally the Supreme Court's totally against the 10th Amendment, but they come back, oh, we're for the 10th Amendment. You can do whatever you want and take whatever property you want for private interest if it'll mean more tax money. That literally says we're slaves, folks, that everything we own, we don't really own it if the government decides they've got a better use for it. So that means none of you own your land. I mean, they already had the phony environmental movement out there to steal private property while all this real environmental degradation goes on. But that isn't enough for them. Now they're just moving carte blanche. I mean, you want to see evidence of tyranny to just, hey, if we want it, we just take it. That's back to the old feudal lord going, if I want your wife, I'm going to take it. If I want to take your sons and press them into service in the Royal Navy and literally kidnap them, I'll do it. If I want to just say that you no longer can be on that property that you've been on for 500 years as serfs, I can kick you to the curb whenever I want and let you starve to death. That's called feudalism. It's called serfdom, and I'm not going to put up with it. I mean, this is a full-scale attack on the middle class. And the land is where the wealth comes from, folks. It's not like the fiat currency. It's real. It's tangible. All right, now I've just spent 5 minutes on that. I've literally got to get to this other news, and I want to take your calls. Just listen to this other good news. Now, I could spend 3 hours on this, and when I heard this news, I'm going to be honest with you, I was down deer hunting in the woods, visiting family in absolute heaven, down amongst the wild hogs. Actually, I say I was deer hunting. I was shooting and lazily sitting around the deer camp. I didn't really do any hunting. I did do some fishing, though. So warm here right now, I was catching every other cast. Well, that's not right. About 90% of the time, I was catching a bass. That's how many fish I was catching. Most of them were under a pound, though. They were little bitty things, but my son sure thought it was fun. But I had the local radio on, and AP Network News came over to the local radio station and said, the Free Trade Area of the Americas has failed for only another 5 years until they can launch the talks again. The Free Trade Area of the Americas was already several years behind schedule, and now may be finished. And I go, yeah, all right. We're all giving high fives and stuff. And then later I get in the car and I get to a computer and I start reading and they were already spinning it. Well, this just holds it up for a year and they're still going to get the Free Trade Area of the Americas through. And that Hugo Chavez is a dirty communist and on and on and on. Meanwhile, Hugo Chavez is giving all the state land, much of the state land that was stolen from the population, he's giving it back to them in little 100-acre, well, those are huge parcels, actually, 100-acre parcels with deeds to the poor. And it's not handed out to political cronies. It's just being given. So the government's divesting its state-sponsored and state-held fiefs, and here they're going in the opposite direction. But that evil Chavez who said, oh, you're not going to have any coal oil or fuel oil for your widows up north this year, I'll give it to you at the price of shipping. I'll give it to you about 30 cents a gallon. Fuel. And I'll give you the fuel. Gasoline itself refined, we can ship it to you. Or we can just ship you the sweet crude or the light crude at wellhead cost with shipping added. But he said, I know that won't happen because your oil companies are ripping you off right now. Of course, we even have the oil company memos admitting it. Now you see I'm starting to digress again. Do you understand how good this news is? And it's, you've got to read deeply into AP articles, Reuters articles, AFP articles. You've got to read deeply into the meat of the stories to find where they admit this is a major defeat for the globalist and world government that was already 4 or 5 years behind schedule. This is great news, ladies and gentlemen. Viva Chavez on this issue. Bush fails to revive free trade talks in Latin America amid mass protest. The only place I found where they were honest about what happened to some extent was in Democracy Now. President Bush's trip to Argentina, ended without any agreement on reviving talks to create a regional free trade zone. On Friday, as many as 40,000 demonstrators filled the streets of Mar del Plata. We go to Argentina to speak with Beverly Keane, one of the organizers of the Alternative People's Summit. And then they go into this long interview and they play a clip of Chavez saying that it's a total scam and to rob and rape their people and drive down the wages. Exactly! It doesn't matter if you're some poor person in Venezuela or a poor person in Mexico or a poor black worker or a poor white worker or a middle class worker. It hurts the people. This helps the global corporations use the lowest wages to leverage out all their competition worldwide and drive the wages worldwide to the lowest benchmark, which is Chinese slave labor, folks, or U.S. prisoners working for 20 cents an hour. That's what you're competing against, is a billion-plus Chinese, now a billion Indians, literally living in cardboard boxes in their own excrement, literally. That's what we're competing against. We cannot compete. The globalists openly say this is about consolidating the wealth into 0.1% hands. This is not free market. When oil companies collude together and decide on purpose, by design, to shut down the oil refineries to create an artificial bottleneck, that's not free market. That's a monopoly. That's an oligopoly. A group of people, a group of companies getting together to create a monopoly. A monopoly of a cartel, a group, is an oligopoly. And I'm just not going to sit here and put up with this anymore. And you should be mad about this, too. This though, is just great news. And, I mean, they are going to kill Chavez. They cannot allow him to continue on. All right, that's enough. Let's go to calls. Chris in New York, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, Alex, I had a question. If you could paint a picture for us. What would the world be like post 80% population reduction? And, like, this is through things you've read about the people who would actually survive such a thing, who have vested interest in surviving. What sort of life would be like?
Well, I intend to make a film about that. I intend to write a book about that. But the problem is I'm literally working all the time on other projects. I can't sit down and do any real more masterly crafted works, but something's better than nothing. I mean, to really try to do a dissertation on that, there's so many facets to it. But basically, you're going to have compact armored cities with total surveillance. Have you ever seen THX-1138?
I haven't.
George Lucas's first film with Robert Duvall? I believe it's Academy Award winning. Aldous Huxley's Brave New World. You ever read that?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that was the official plan. And Huxley gave a speech in 62, a few months before he died at Berkeley, which we've aired here. I've got to find that speech again online and play it again. 45-minute speech, takes about an hour to play it. And he came out and he said, look, I wrote this book. People think it's so scary 30 years later. He wrote it in the 30s. This is the official plan. This is what the government plans to do. And he said, that's why I wrote this. And so forced drugging, IQ reductions of most of the population at birth. That's done through the vaccines and the water. Tell you what, stay there. We'll be right back. I'll try to answer your question. See, Chris just asked an earth-shattering question. I mean, a question I could spend 3 hours on. Should I cancel both guests and properly answer this question?
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
I know I have guests tomorrow. But what I'll do is I will take 1 hour out of the broadcast tomorrow. Maybe the first hour, maybe the second, the third. I don't have my guest book in front of me. I know we've set up some for tomorrow. And I will spend an hour from front you know, from the start to the end, and I'll have to write some notes up tonight so it's a little bit more cogent and not just in my brain. And I'll try to answer your question tomorrow. And I'm going to write a note right now, not to forget to do some categorizing this evening and to cover it. But basically, it's total domestic. It's the total domesticating of the population. And then I want to go into a whole spiel about how elites do this. This is what they're into, and this is what they enjoy doing. And look at all the evil things that different regimes have done throughout history. But bottom line, none of that even really matters. We know what the elite is pushing for. We know what their plan is. Here's an example right here in front of me. It is a photograph that a listener took at a major grocery store chain where he lives, and it's going on right here in Austin at other chains, where it says, say goodbye credit card, say goodbye check, say goodbye credit card, say hello finger pay. Oh, where is it? I actually have a photo in the email here somewhere. And they just, you know, it's the end of it. Hey, you get a 15% discount of your thumb scan. And then when half the public's already using it, and this is the official plan, they just say, now you got a thumb scan. A couple years ago, they had an RFID conference, big convention up in Chicago. About 8,000 people there. And Catherine Albrecht went, and she actually got some of their minutes and wrote notes on what they were saying. And on stage, they were saying stuff like, the Babylon system will go forward. Our program has had many years in preparation. The public hates it, our internal polling shows, but they are very passive and will submit. We must force it on them. I mean, these are the type of things that she recorded and also got down on paper. Well, I've got mainstream news today here in the stack where they just had the RFID summit in London. And it's the same type of statements about how, oh, the public doesn't like it, but we'll just force them to accept it. They'll go along with it. Don't worry. I mean, this is how they talk about us. That's why I get so upset. I mean, I shouldn't even have to explain this or document this or, you know, all these skeptics, well, I just don't believe it. Well, it doesn't matter what you believe. This is the facts. The globalists call us slaves. They call us stupid. They laugh at us. It's a big joke. They're building a giant prison grid. In the future, there'll be no underground economy. In the future, everything you buy, sell, and trade will be tracked, just like it is on the computer already. And they're going to make it so easy. They're going to discount slavery. They're going to make it so easy to be a slave. And they're going to use terrorism to herd us into compact cities, and that's the beginning of the end. So you think you're going to be given RFID and microchips and be face scanned and being locked down in your own home and have to tattle on your neighbors to be safe. No, no, no. When you give into that police state, that's actually the straitjacket going on to then start the extermination. You understand that? Let's go back to Chris in New York real fast. Chris, does that in some pathetic fashion answer your question?
Yeah, but not to poo-poo it, but I've heard you say most of those things before. I was wondering if you've heard any examples, because like, there's plenty of examples of people's words saying what they would like to do and everything, but what's their real dream? Like, what's their dream world? Because I know that they're Satanists and that, like, I'm sure that 2012, the new age is coming. For them, it's probably a big deal, and like it's going to be an alteration of...
Okay, well, I'll tell you the plan. It's actually, they say 85 minimum. They'd like to kill 95% of us, and I'll tell you about it later. We'll take more calls when we get back.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.